Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle. Sister Danielle, happy Friday to you and your family. Happy Friday to everyone who's joining us on the call this morning. Thank you for giving us your listening ear. You know, every week I think of a topic that's relevant to us, and I think about things going on in my life and my experiences each week. And I know for you and your family and during the times that you were a child, we were always going to school, elementary school. Now, most of us had to go to school. There was no option, no choice, right? Our parents were always there to either see us off or tell us to walk down and catch the bus, or sometimes you just had to walk to school, no matter if it was a mile away or 2 miles away. But We were students in the public school system, but or the private school when schools were segregated, but we were also students for Christ. So our parents were teaching us something. The church was teaching us something. And I think right now what's relevant for me is I have one niece and two nephews that are sophomores in college. And I have a nephew that just left for basic training for the Air Force just 2 days ago. So they're continuing their learning. And our prayer is that we hope they stay in Christ during all the challenges of life and through their entire career. And we pray that for us as well. When we were students, we were coming of age. You know, our life was changing as we progressed from elementary to high school. And for some people, it was high school to college. Education is very important. Just as we continue to grow from elementary to high school in the public sector, we have to continue to grow from elementary to some level of competence with the Bible. We're on this journey together. And when you think about it, I want you to never lose what it feels like to be a student. That excitement, that wonder of what the next day will bring. Not always knowing what's around the corner, right? God knows what our future holds, but we don't know what our future holds. But when we were students back in the day and much younger and a few more gray hairs, we just looked up to high school. We looked up to other opportunities. At some point, you got to a point where you thought had it all figured out, but you kept growing. Even though your parents took you to church every Sunday and on Wednesday night, and we had vacation Bible school and all these things, the tent meetings, and we were students in Christ. We were students. We were growing. So what do you say for kids heading back to school from kindergarten, elementary school, high school, college, and students like us that are always going to church and learning? So the article says, as we enter the final days of summer, it's time to make sure both teachers and students are ready for the long haul, that is the school year. And we all know that this school season is much, much different than when you and I attended high school and college. So if you're having a conversation with a kid, you're saying, well, you know, when I went to school, is not even relevant, not even close to what the kids are going through today with COVID and everything else. So make sure you have a little perspective and understanding about all this virtual in and out of school and everything happening. So there's a lot more, there's a lot of things happening right now. So we all enjoy a good break, but eventually you have to re-enter the real world. While teachers start preparing their classrooms for the eager young minds, it's also important for students to start thinking about the things that come with a new school year, both good and bad. So if you're an adult chasing after a degree through the night classes, there's some motivational Bible verses for students of all kinds to consider. So learning isn't just about the laptops, the erasers, the essay books. We all also need mental preparation. So here's a few motivational verses there that we can use and topics for us as students in Christ. In Luke 2:52, it says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." Each new school year means that we're growing older and hopefully wiser. Think of it as a staircase. When we complete a school year, we're taking one step up to the next level. And even Jesus was dedicated as a child in learning the ways of the world and honing his knowledge and his ministry to come. If you pay attention to the last part of that verse, you'll see that Jesus was growing in many ways. Gaining wisdom is far more than simply completing the bare minimum. We know that you don't earn favor by being average or just mindlessly wandering. There has to be intentionality. Jesus was pushing himself to excel both in spiritual matters but earthly standards. We should seek to improve in both areas as well. If you look at Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31, do you know? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives us strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who stay grounded in the Lord will renew their strength. They'll soar on wings like eagles. They'll not run away and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So this selection is one of the most popular Bible verses for students, especially in Christian schools, no matter what age you're at. Each stage of life comes with its own set of obstacles and hindrances, right? Through our troubles in high school and college or wherever may not easily compare to the struggles of the Israelites, we serve the same God who guided them. When we look to the Lord as our main source of power, we unlock a higher potential. And that may not bring you an A on a test or an athletic championship, but God will help you to do more than you ever could on your own. You know, we work on our own. We strive to get better on our own. And when we're students in elementary, high school, and we're under mom and dad's roof every day, and they sort of have to let the reins go at some age. Most people leave their home, right? Most people don't live at home with their parents until they're, 80, 90 years old. But, you know, at some point you have to take the reins of life, and it's your life. No matter what mom and dad poured into you, no matter how many times they took you to church, they hope that you grasp something that's going to help you with all the changes you're going to go through in life. When we look at 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it says, all scripture is God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So this is part of our preparation. We have to make sure we're equipped for every good work of God. And it reminds me of the old movie, Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That just came to me, as everybody's kind of kicking sand around him because he's different. And you're going to be a little awkward walking in God's, walking in the light of God as a student, because the whole world is going to be tugging at you to participate in all these activities that you shouldn't participate in. Now, there's some things that you're going to get educated about that happen in society, and there's ways for you to educate people who are not walking in the light in society. But be a student of wisdom and continue to grow personally and professionally. So it's our mission to reach out to more students and get to more students before the world gets to them. And I know with our evangelism at our church, this is going to be a really strong point. The students are the future of the church, so we all need to make a better effort at reaching them. With that, would you bow with me today in a word of prayer? Father, thank you for all of us students who are on this call and all the students that are either entering school or entering college or entering our military service, Lord. Lord, wherever we are in life, we're always students, and we should always be students of the Bible. Let us remain teachable and coachable, and let us absorb all the knowledge that is in the Bible, and let's read it backwards and forwards, and let us become teachers of men and fishers of men, where we can help save another soul in addition to our soul. Because as we read the Bible, we're growing, Lord, we're learning. And we apply it to our daily life. Lord, help everyone on this call that stands under the need of prayer, and we all do, whether it's a health concern or financial, or whether it's a family member that's struggling with something, that we just tried to give them a piece of knowledge, Lord, and they just won't listen to it. The world seems to have them in their snares. Lord, help us set some markers for them and some boundaries in their life that points them back in the right direction. Help us continue to be the strong leaders that we can be. And help us continue to grow in your word and the faith and the spirit and in all of the teachings of the Bible, Lord. Let us take it section by section Let us break it down where we're able to just live it. That's what this world, that's what our life is about, is just living out the truth. So, Father, as we look into this weekend, also pray for my sister who's being inducted into the Weakley County Sports Hall of Fame on Saturday night. Thank you so much for this great honor for her, her accomplishment. Thank you for my wife and family. Thank you for all the ministers on the call and everyone who takes a minute to listen in. May their lives be much better for it. And, Lord, will you pour them a full cup of your gracious Holy Spirit today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.